In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Joyous feast day. We are blessed to have this great holy day of the Transfiguration fall upon the Lord's Day, the day of the resurrection, and the theme of this great holy day liturgically sort of pushes out the regular resurrection material that would be done in the sixth tone, however, or eighth tone. However, the feast still speaks to the cross and points to the resurrection. This holy day occurs 40 days before the feast of the elevation of the cross. We sing before the Lord's crucifixion, this revelation of his glory on Mount Tabor took place so that the disciples would know who Jesus really is. When it would appear on the cross that he was defeated, that all was lost, that all had failed, that the world had victory over him, they would remember the glory. They would remember this day, the day that he shone with his face bright as the light of the sun and all of the heavenly glory, and that his true identity could never be defeated, could never be stopped, could never be overcome by any power of this world, because he had power beyond all the powers of this world. He being our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, the King of glory. And the word glory is our word for the day. Moses, when he was on Mount Sinai, preparing to receive the law from God, said, "I beseech thee, show me thy glory." He wanted to see God. He wanted to see the fullness of God. And God said, "You can't. You can't partake of all of my glory. You can only see, as the scripture says, my back parts." He said, "Moses, go stand in the rock there, and I will pass by you. You'll only see my back. But my face no man can behold and live." This is that glory. This is the glory. The glory that our Lord spoke of when he says in his prayer, "Now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was." The glory which I had with thee before the world was. This glory is manifested. The glory the Lord brought to us from heaven to this world, to this earth, before the world was. This is that glory. "Today thou hast manifested on Mount Tabor, O Lord, the glory of thy divine image to the chosen of thy disciples, Peter, James, and John. For when they saw thy garments glistening as light and thy face surpassing the sun in splendor, and they could no more bear to behold thine unbearable radiance, they fell to the ground, utterly unable to gaze upon it." Glory, the glimpse of heaven, of divine glory. Now, this glory which overcame, which Moses could not see and which the apostles could not bear to look at, this glory nonetheless is offered to us, is the goal of our existence. It is all that we are striving for. It is the prize. It is the truth, because it is God himself. Everything we do must be for God. Everything we do here must be not for our own image, not for our own glory, not for our own ideas about ourselves, but indeed to seek the glory that comes from above. The glory that Ezekiel saw. "When the glory of the Lord filled the temple of the Lord, and I fell upon my face." The glory that dwelt in the temple in Jerusalem, the glory that dwells in every Orthodox church upon the holy altar. That glory, brothers and sisters, is available to us pitiful ones. It is available to us, even you and I, that we can partake of this glory. One priest said, "All our life is just a preparation for eternal life. Here on earth, we're not living, we're just learning how to live in the heavenly fatherland. Glory be to God for all things." We're learning now how to live in the heavenly glory, how to receive and partake of the heavenly glory. we don't learn it now, we won't learn it later. It's given to us now. The Lord wanted to give it to His faithful in the church by increments, by dosage, by as we could receive it. He revealed His glory to His disciples as far as they could bear it, we sing in the Tropar, the theme hymn of the day. As far as they could bear it. As much as we're able to receive, the Lord will give more. The deeper we repent, the deeper we cleanse ourselves, the deeper we desire the truth and humble ourselves, the Lord will fill us with His glory. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. Glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. The fulfillment of the law and the prophets, Moses and Elijah, are in that glory, aren't they? They are partaking of that glory. They received the fulfillment, the promise of God's glory. And of His fullness have we all received grace upon grace. Grace upon grace. Our life is building grace upon grace. The Orthodox understanding of life is about transfiguration. It is about our gradual transfiguration from movement, as St. Paul says elsewhere, from glory to glory, from one glory to the next, deepening, growing in grace upon grace. We have been given that life. We've been given that promise. We're reminded today in this great holy day. Let us rejoice and be glad. We'll bless the fruit and partake with joy of that. Let us have this radiance of the feast. Let us be radiant with one another. Let us rejoice in the promise that God has given to us. There's a glory beyond all that glitters here, brothers and sisters. There's a glory beyond all that shines in this world. And God wants to give it to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Joyous feast day!